It's the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. Hi, this is episode 453. I'm your host, Steve Webb. How are you today? This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. We have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, and track two is the New. Each day we alternate the tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today will probably be a little bit shorter than usual. We're only going to read Mark 13 because Mark 14 is a long chapter. If we read both, the show would easily go beyond 15 minutes, and I value your time. Today we'll read from the New International Reader's Version. Let's begin. Mark chapter 13. Jesus was leaving the temple. One of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what huge stones, what wonderful buildings." "Do you see these huge buildings?" Jesus asked. "Not one stone here will be left on top of another. Every stone will be thrown down." Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives across from the temple. Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him a question in private. "Tell us," they said, "when will these things happen, and what will be the sign that they're all about to come true?" Jesus said to them, "Keep watch. Be careful that no one fools you. Many will come in my name. They will claim, 'I am he.' They will fool many people. You will hear about wars. You will also hear people talking about future wars. Don't be alarmed. Those things must happen. But the end still isn't here. Nation will fight against nation. Kingdom will fight against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in many places. People will go hungry. All of those things are the beginning of birth pains. Watch out. You will be handed over to the local courts. You will be whipped in the synagogues. You will stand in front of governors and kings because of me. In that way, you will be witnesses to them. The good news has to be preached to all nations before the end comes. You will be arrested and brought to trial. But don't worry ahead of time about what you will say. Just say what God brings to your mind at the time. It is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Brothers will hand over brothers to be killed. Fathers will hand over their children. Children will rise up against their parents and have them put to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. You will see the hated thing that destroys. It will stand where it does not belong. The reader should understand this. Then those who are in Judea should escape to the mountains. No one on the roof should go down into his house to take anything out. No one in the field should go back to get his coat. How awful it will be in those days for pregnant women! How awful for nursing mothers! Pray that this will not happen in winter. Those days will be worse than any others from the time God created the world until now, and there will never be any like them again. If the Lord had not cut the time short, no one would live. But because of God's chosen people, he has shortened it. At that time, someone may say to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or, 'Look, there he is.' Do not believe it. False Christs and false prophets will appear. They will do signs and miracles. They will try to fool God's chosen people if possible. Keep watch. I have told you everything ahead of time. So in those days, there will be terrible suffering. After that, Scripture says, the sun will be darkened. The moon will not shine. The stars will fall from the sky. The heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds. He will come with great power and glory. He will send his angels. He will gather his chosen people from all four directions. He will bring them from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see those things happening, you know that the end is near. It is right at the door. What I'm about to tell you is true. The people living at that time will certainly not pass away until all those things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. No one knows about that day or hour. Not even the angels in heaven know. The Son does not know. Only the Father knows. Keep watch. Stay awake. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge. Each one is given a task to do. He tells the one at the door to keep watch. So keep watch. You do not know when the owner of the house will come back. It may be in the evening or at midnight. It may be when the rooster crows or at dawn. He may come suddenly, so do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone. Watch. May God bless the reading of His Word. Jesus knows that He only has a couple of days left with His disciples, and He's giving them some final things to remember and look out for before He goes. It's always been interesting to me that only the Father knows when Jesus will come again. We know that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one, the three parts of the Trinity, the triune God, but there are also three distinct entities. It's a mystery that they didn't evidently share this particular piece of knowledge. As is often the case in instances that are difficult for us to understand, theologians through the ages disagree as to whether it was only the human part of Jesus that did not know, or that as God He knew but had not been given the authority by the Father, as man, to tell it to the disciples. Also, it's interesting to note that these words from Jesus only appear here in Mark. Are there things that were revealed to Jesus as He grew up? Did He have all knowledge at the moment of His birth? Or did God the Father reveal things to Him as He matured? When He was a little boy, did He know that He would one day hang on a cross? Did He know that He was from the beginning? Did He remember creating the heavens and the earth? When He broke bread, did it make Him think of His broken body? None of us know for sure. All we can do is be thankful that however Jesus, the man, knew His mission, He went forward and did what God the Father asked Him to do. If He had not, your eternity and mine would be very dark indeed. Your thoughts? If you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 453.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWeb_ #LifespringMedia. The Lifespring Family Audio Bible is made possible in part by listeners who participate in the value for value concept. If this show brings value to your life, then I would ask that you return the value to me by making a donation at support.lifespringmedia.com. Go there for all the details, and my thanks to my friendly editor for his support of the show. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.